you need some entertainment this weekend, but you're paralyzed by the endless options on your streaming services? Do you want to stay indoors and get cozy with a great movie, a great TV show, or maybe some music? Well, Wayne Massingham is here right now to save you with his weekly recommendations in film, music, and television. It's Wayne's 4x2. It's 4 reviews, 2 minutes each, and the man is on the line. Wayne, how are you?
I'm good, Jack. Just hoping this sort of average weather might go away soon. But but other than that, going well.
It is very much hunkering down indoors away from the rain and watching
something
weather.
Yeah, go away, yeah.
But I do wish you would go away. But until it does, we might need something to get us through the storm, Wayne. So what have you got for us today?
Okay, well, let's start off with, I guess it was number one film in the world this week, Weapons. We were talking off air a little bit about some old school horror. Well, here's some new one. And I think I've mentioned before, it's not a genre I'm terribly interested in. I've never seen a Scream film or a Nightmare on Elm Street or anything like that.
Shocked.
But
that gives me a fright, Wayne.
This one dragged me in. It's written and directed by Zach Cregger, whose first film was a minor hit, a low budget film called Barbarian that actually did quite well. And this one, he's been giving a bigger budget, apparently about $40 million for this new film, Weapons, on Universal. And what I enjoyed about it a lot, I was very entertained and enthralled, is it's not a typical horror film. There's no kid with a knife and people getting killed all the way through. It's more of a mystery thriller with horror elements, I think. It's really well constructed. The premise is a very small town in Pennsylvania. At one night, 17 third graders go missing in the middle of the night. They just get up out of their houses and run away. And they're all missing. The town is perplexed, and by this mystery, they start blaming the teacher. There's a lot of anger and angst in the community. And as the film unfolds, which it's unfolded through like 6 different chapters, sort of points of view of some of the main characters, including the teacher, the father of one of the young boys, Alex, who's actually the only kid in the class that didn't run away in the middle of the night. Also got a cop involved. There's a local sort of drug addict and also the principal of the school. So we get the story through their perspectives. The stories overlap through the chapters, so you see different elements and different perspectives of it. And it's just a really grinding sort of tension. There's a really doom-laden score, and it just keeps building the tension, and you're never quite sure where it's going. Look, it is a horror in some elements. There are a few jump scares. There are a few killings. But it's more about the tension and the mystery involved and where it sort of takes you along the way. So I thought it was really well done. And if a non-sort of horror film fan like me can get something out of it, I think it's definitely worth checking out. Weapons. The cast is really great. Julia Garner plays the teacher of the third grade. Josh Brolin is the father of one of the kids. And Alden Ehrenreich, I thought, was fantastic as a cop in the film. Also Austin Abrams. So really, really wonderful films, getting great reviews. And, I really enjoyed it for what it sort of does and how it builds the tension. So that's Weapons, and that's screening widely right now.
I am very keen to see Weapons. My friends have seen it, and they really enjoyed it as well. So I might be seeing it on tomorrow night, in fact. So I'll get back to you next week, Wayne, with my review of Weapons.
I'd love to hear what you think. It's got a bananas ending, let's say that.
I'm keen.
It really builds up, so
I don't want to
build it up, but the ending is either stunning or crazy or however you want to.
I'm excited. I'm ready. That's Weapons. Wayne, what else have you got for us?
Okay, well, let's go with a really, really entertaining, saucy TV show called Rivals. This is an 8-episode drama. It's locally available on Disney Plus. And I wasn't familiar with the backstory of this, but it's apparently based on a smash hit from the 1980s, a book called Rivals, written by Dame Julie Cooper. And she wrote a series of books about, rivalry and high society and saucy affairs set in Britain. And this one is Rivals. It's set in 1988, and it's about basically two men and their rivalry. It's all set in the Cotswolds. We have Tony Lord Baddingham, who's like a ruthless managing director of a TV production company called Carinium. And then we also have a wonderfully named Rupert Campbell Black, who's like this dashing, womanizing MP, former Olympian show jumper. And into the scene also is Declan O'Hara, who's this Irish, fiercely independent journalist who works for the BBC, but he gets enticed by Tony to go and work for his own TV network to do his own show. So they're the three main characters. And basically it's a rivalry between these men back and forth. There's a lot of sex involved, but it's funny, it's dark, it's just really entertaining, really well made, as like only the Brits can do with their dramas. Really great cast. David Tennant is probably the biggest name in it. He plays Lord Battingham. But I really enjoyed Aidan Turner, the Irish actor who plays Declan. And also Bella McLean, who's really wonderful as Declan's daughter, who sort of gets involved in all the goings-on. So it's just really vastly entertaining, great British drama. And that's Rivals. So that's on Disney Plus.
Brilliant. On Disney Plus, Rivals. Yeah. Have you got another show for us or another film, Len? I'm gonna guess it's a show.
Yeah, I've got a show. I've been talking to Cameron lately, and somehow I've got onto a Mexican band. I've talked about Midnight Family and Women in Blue, both Mexican dramas. So somehow I've found another one. It's called La Macuina. It's Macuina. This is on Apple. It's only six episodes in total. Drama. It's about a washed-up boxer. The La Macuina translates into English as the machine. And it reunites two of the best Mexican actors of the last 20 years. That's Gael Garcia Bernal and Diego Luna, two really wonderful actors that sort of came together in many years ago, probably 20 years ago. And they're reunited for this one. So Bernal plays Esteban, the machine, who's a sort of washed-up boxer, seen better days, but is looking for one last sort of payday. And Andy, who's his manager, and it's an outlandish creation by Luna as Andy. He's sort of, he's the makeup sort of makes him all look puffed up and like he's had face surgery. And he's just a wonderful character. A lot of corruption though going on here. So it's just about a family drama and a boxing drama and sort of building up to this one last fight for La Macuina. So, yeah, really enjoyable show. That's actually, it's on Disney Plus, sorry.
Disney Plus, not
Apple. Sorry. I got confused for that one. So the other ones were on Apple, but this one's on Disney Plus. So that's La Macuina, six-episode drama. If you like some really gritty Mexican boxing drama with some really two of the best actors from that country over the last 20 years. So that's La Macuina. Worthwhile checking out.
Who doesn't love a bit of that in their life?
Yeah.
La Macuina. Yeah. And as you said, as it's sort of building up to this one sort of final confrontation, I think we're also building up to the final recommendation here, Wayne, of an album, a little bit of music. What have you got for us?
Yeah, well, here's a record. Came out a couple of weeks ago and really been enjoying it. I've been a fan of this man for quite a while. His name's Corey Hanson. Really talented singer-songwriter from LA. I sort of got introduced to him because he's very good friends with my number one idol, Ty Segall. He's actually been previously in his live band, and there's some great videos of him playing live with him. But Corey himself is a super talented man. He's got a band called Wand that's been around for about a decade, and they sort of put out quite heavy jam, psychedelic rock records. Definitely worth checking out Wand. But his solo career is sort of the softer side. It's more the singer-songwriter. And this is his fourth album. It's called I Love People. And as I said, Corey is a fantastic guitar player. But on this album, he's more leaning into the piano. There's quite a bit of strings on this album. It's a really rich and varied album, really melodic. And it's sort of, a lot of people have been saying, it sort of reminds them of like more of a classic 70s American songwriters. More of your Harry Nilsson type. So just a really beautiful album. It's one of those albums that I've played a lot in the last couple of weeks because it's just very easy to listen to. But it's also a lot of variation on the album. So really enjoying the new album from Corey Hanson. It's called I Love People.
Well, with an endorsement like that, Wayne, we're going to need to play a little bit of a track because now you've piqued my interest. What have you got for us?
Absolutely. Let's go with the opening song. It's called Bird on a Swing. I could have picked any songs in this album. There's not. It's all just solid all the way through, but let's go with the opening track. There's some wonderful melodic singer-songwriter stuff from Corey Hansen.
Brilliant. Wayne, thank you so much for these recommendations. We will see you again next week, and we're going to play that track by Corey Hansen right now.
Sounds great, Jack. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks, Wayne.
See ya.
That was Wayne Massingham for Wayne's 4x2. To hear more reviews from Wayne's, just search Wayne on the 2SER website.